Hi, this is Pastor Rick Warren. You know, the Bible says that God's mercies are new every morning. That means every day you get a chance to start over. New day, new vision, new goals, new mercy. That's good news. We're going to be talking about it all year here at Daily Hope. So God bless you, everybody. I'm glad you're listening today, and stick with us through the whole year.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called Transformed. In these lessons, Rick uncovers key principles found in God's Word that will completely transform our lives from the inside out in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. Now, if you could improve in any of these areas I just mentioned, stay with us. Because in just a few moments, we're going to let you know how you can have your very own transformed study kit from Pastor Rick, which includes a 7-session DVD and workbook. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called From Stress to Blessed.
Isaiah 30 verse 15 says this, "The sovereign Lord says, only in returning to me and waiting for me will you be saved. In quietness and confidence is your strength." Notice he didn't say, not in anxiety and in fear, not in hard work and planning, not in self-motivation and positive mental attitude. He says, in quietness and confidence is your strength. You say, the Lord is my shepherd. In fact, I want you to make this an affirmation in your life. Every time you start to get stressed out, you need to pause and say, the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. When you start to get stressed out, like, I don't have what I need right now, the Lord is my shepherd. He's going to provide. He's going to take care of me. I'm going to look to God to meet all my needs. Now, once you've laid that, that's the bedrock of stress management. Then you go to the second step, and here's verse 2. I need to obey God's instruction about rest. I need to obey God's instructions about rest. You know, so much of the stress in your life comes from always being in a hurry, always working too much, always feeling like you got too much to do. It's why you overwork. You never can get caught up. How many of you feel like, I can never get caught up? Let's just have true confession. I can never get caught up. Yeah, well, that's true. Right now, I have over 1,200 unread emails in my inbox. I have over 12,000 emails in my inbox. There's no way I'm ever going to get caught up. Just no way I'm ever going to get caught up. Well, so what do? Well, you look to God to meet your needs, and then you obey God's instruction about rest. There's no way I could say, well, I'll just stay up for the next 3 months and read all those emails. No, you still got to rest. Now think about this. If God had wanted to, he could have created human beings without the need for sleep. Why did he create you with the need for sleep? You will spend 1/3 of your life asleep. Now, if God's only going to give you 60, 80, 100 years here on earth, why wouldn't he give you 100% of the time? Why would 1/3 of that time be wasted in sleep? Because God wants you to learn the importance of rest. Rest is so important. God rests. God modeled it. When he created the whole universe, the Bible says that after he finished all creation, it says, on the seventh day, God rested. Now, why did God rest? He wasn't tired. God doesn't ever get tired. He was modeling the importance of rest to your life. And he says, every seventh day, you rest. And he said, that's what God did. He modeled it. Now, the Bible's filled with instructions about rest, recreation, and relaxation. In fact, it's so important, God put it in the Big Ten. It's in the Ten Commandments. Right up there with don't commit adultery and don't murder and don't lie, he says, every seventh day you take a day off. Hello? That's how important a Sabbath is in your life. Jesus later said, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. In other words, God said, I created this idea of you take a day off every 7 days for rest, recreation, worship, and restoration. He goes, that's my idea. It's for your benefit. It's so you don't burn out. And yet today in our modern society, people aren't doing that. Even on their day off, they're working. And a lot of people, even if they go to a church service, then they go home and they go right back to work trying to get done all the stuff they didn't get done during the work week. That's not a Sabbath. It's not a Sabbath. Now, God says, I want you to rest. Psalm 23, verse 2 says this, he makes me lie down. Circle the phrase, makes me. He says, God makes me lie down. Has God ever had to make you lay down? Because you aren't smart enough to obey what he says about rest and take a day off every week? You know, sheep aren't smart enough to rest when they get tired, so the shepherd has to make them lay down. And if you're not smart enough to get the rest you need and take a day off every week for rest, your body will make sure you do it. And God has wired your body in such a way that if you don't take time off, your body will make time off. Anybody want to give a testimony on that? If you just keep working, 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 you're going to get sick. Because God wired you to obey his commandments. Getting enough sleep is essential to stress management. I want you to write this down. My best requires rest. You are not wasting time when you're relaxing. You're not wasting time when you're resting. It is better to have loafed and lost than to have never loafed at all. That's why God gave us a Sabbath. And here's the Sabbath, Exodus 34, 21. 6 days are set aside for work, but every seventh day, you must rest completely. Circle the word completely. You must rest completely. Even during your seasons of plowing and harvest, you must observe a Sabbath day of rest. Notice that even in your busiest season, it's no excuse. You may be a tax accountant and it's April. You still have to take a day off. Okay? You may be a retailer and it's Christmas season. You still have to take a day off. You may be a farmer and it may be harvest or planting season. You still have to take a day off. Now, what am I supposed to do on my Sabbath? Three things. Write these down. Here's three things you're supposed to do on your Sabbath. Number one, rest my body. You need to rest your body. Physically rest. There's a biblical basis for a good Sunday afternoon nap right there. Okay. Number two, just not when I'm speaking. Number two, refocus my spirit. I rest my body on the Sabbath and I refocus my spirit. And what is that? That's worship. It's what you're doing right now. You are refocusing your spirit right now by coming to worship. And in corporate worship, we recharge and refresh our spirit. And number three, I am to recharge my emotions. Use the Sabbath to recharge your emotions. That's what recreation does. It recharges your emotions. Now, different things recharge different people. And we'll talk about that in just a minute, about how you need beauty in your life, but you need to do something that restores you and re-energize. It could be a hobby. It could be a sport. These are good things that God has given to us as gifts in order to recharge your emotions. You know, it doesn't really matter which day is your Sabbath. In fact, the book of Colossians in the Bible says, doesn't matter which day you choose, you just need to choose a day. My Sabbath is not Sunday. Sunday's a work day for me. By the way, so is Saturday. My Sabbath is Monday. And on Monday, I rest and I refocus and I recharge. And I don't do any work on Monday. That's my Sabbath. And by the way, don't call it your day off, because if it's your day off, you'll cheat on it. And you'll say, I got all these things I need to do, I'll do this. But if it's your Sabbath, then you use it for what God intended. You say, but I feel guilty when I relax. Well, Jesus didn't. When you study Jesus' ministry, he often took time off to relax. In fact, he'd go out and do an entire period of intensive ministry, and then he'd say, guys, we need to come apart for a while. We're going off to the mountains. We're going off the desert. We got to come apart. And I always say, if you don't come apart, you're going to come apart. And he said, yeah, let's go off to the desert. He goes, out there where there's these springs and those date palms, palms and springs and palm springs. There's a biblical basis for going to Palm Springs right there, okay? He says, go out to the desert and we're going to go relax for a while. I'm sure they didn't have a jacuzzi to sit in, but it would have been nice. But Jesus didn't feel guilty about it. Did you know that during the French Revolution, the French government canceled the Sabbath and said every day is going to be a work day? And after a couple years, they had to reinstate it because the health of the nation had crumbled. You need this in your life. You need a Sabbath. I heard about a guy who said to his pastor, he said, Pastor, I tried to get a hold of you all day on Monday. And the pastor said, well, I'm sorry, it's my day off. And the man said, well, the devil never takes a day off. And he said, yeah, and if I didn't, I'd be just like the devil. And some of you, that's why you're so mean. You're not getting enough sleep. You're not getting enough rest. And you're a little devil because you're not taking the Sabbath. And the devil's not your model. Okay, number three, I look to God to meet all my needs. The Lord is my shepherd. I obey God's instructions about rest. He makes me lie down. And then number three, I recharge my soul with beauty. That's the third thing you need to do. Recharge my soul with beauty. Beauty is an incredibly important thing in stress management. Ugliness stresses you out. Beauty inspires. Beauty encourages. Beauty motivates. Beauty stirs up positive emotions. Have you ever thought about why God made the world so beautiful? I mean, you look at sunrises and sunsets of beautiful flowers that are never even seen. And all of these sights around the world that many people, well, human eyes won't see. But God created a world of beauty. He could have made Earth just like the moon. Just a moonscape. Or like Tatooine. For those of you who don't know Star Wars, that's the desert planet that Luke was from. Skywalker. And he wanted to get off that planet really quick because it was pretty ugly. Anybody want, should I go on about the gospel according to Star Wars? Yeah. He could have made it just a desolate, dusty, gray planet. No, God created a planet with vibrant colors. Have you ever heard anybody say, I heard it the other day when I was last summer, I was on vacation up in Yosemite. We were under some redwood trees and a man said to me, I feel so close to God in nature. Well, of course you do. He created it. Man was made to live in a garden, not in a skyscraper. When God created man, he put him in the Garden of Eden. He didn't put him in a skyscraper. You weren't made to live in everything concrete. God made us to live in a garden, in a beautiful place. Did any of you remember Woodstock? You're really old if you just raise your hand. Okay. Really, really old, okay? It was this rock concert many, many years ago. Joni Mitchell wrote a song about it called Woodstock, and it says, well, I came upon a child of God. He was walking along the road, and I said, where are you going? He said, I'm going up to Yasgur's farm for this rock and roll band. And there's a line in the chorus that says this, we are stardust, we are golden, and we're caught in the devil's bargain, and we've got to get back to the garden. And it's a capital G. She's talking about the Garden of Eden. We've come a long way from the Garden of Eden on this planet. People say, I feel close to God in nature. Of course you do. It's God's beauty, and beauty inspires, and beauty motivates. Notice the next verse, Psalm 23, verse 2 and 3. He makes me lie down, but where does he make me lie down? He makes me lie down in lush green meadows. Golf course. And leads me beside calm, quiet waters by the sand trap. He restores my soul. Okay, he restores my soul. Now, it's no wonder Psalm 23 is the most beloved psalm, because we can all visualize this one. When I say, think about lush green meadows and a calm, quiet lake, you relax just thinking about it. Okay? If I say, think about downtown LA, you get stressed out. If I say, think about meadows and calm waters and babbling brooks, nature refreshes because beauty inspires. Now, you need beautiful scenes. You need to see beautiful scenes, and you need to hear beautiful sounds in order to keep the stress down in your life. You need to add beauty into your life. Let me give you some suggestions. Write these down. Number one, get outside every day. If you're not getting outside every day, your stress level is going up. Even if it's just your backyard, even if it's just walk around the block, even if it's take your lunch outside, walk outside of the office, and sit outside and look up at a tree while you eat your sandwich. You need to get in touch with God's creation. You need to surround yourself with beauty. Get outside. Let me give you a second suggestion. Start the day with God, not the media. Before you read any text message, before you check your email, before you turn on the radio to some talk radio, people screaming at each other, before you turn on the television for some morning show, you need to get in touch with God first. The first 7 minutes of your day set your mood every day. So do you want to start it with an alarm clock and then the worst news of the day coming at you? No. You don't really need to know all the bad news first thing when you get up. You don't need to know that. You need to turn on some praise music, some worship music. You need to get in touch with God. You need to let the first 5-10 minutes of your day be with the Lord. And that'll dramatically reduce your stress and improve your mood.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, just go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, you know, the world is shouting for our attention with answers to our relationship struggles, solutions to our financial troubles, and explanations to our search for meaning. But the world's promises leave us empty and searching for more. God's Word contains the only answers that promise to transform your life from the inside out. That's why Pastor Rick has put together the Transformed Study Kit, which includes a vegan leather-bound interactive workbook and a 7-video session DVD. These video sessions can be used independently or with a small group of friends. This kit will help uncover key biblical principles that will completely transform your life in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. We'll send you the Transformed Study Kit as our way of saying thanks when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world. To get your copy of this great resource, go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
I love getting letters from you, and here's one from Beth. She says, Pastor Rick, I've been struggling with stress and anger in my life for some time now, and I'd stopped going to church, the one that I belong to, because of some differences in views and with some of the people in the church. And I hadn't found a new church home yet. And life has been a constant struggle as I've tried to raise my oldest grandson and help my youngest son with his own anger issues. And I couldn't be a good help because I wasn't listening to what God was saying to me. But I started listening to Daily Hope and your messages at the end of October, and I continued to tell my grandson Owen that we need to start going to church again. But I didn't act on it. One day, shortly after Christmas, I had a conflict with a close friend of mine, and I was upset by her negative and bitter attitude. But I finally heard the Holy Spirit whisper to me that I was harboring the same thing in my heart.
You know, Rick, I gave those angry, bitter feelings over to God, and I asked him to help me change my thoughts, and he did with the help of your message on transformation. You know, I've now returned to my old church and my small group, and I've reconnected with my friends that I'd lost touch with, who've been great in helping me and counseling me in a good and godly way. And Rick, I've shared your Daily Hope link with my friends and my coworker Lisa, and we listen to you every day and talk about what we're learning from your message. Thank you for the truthful message that I can relate to and apply in my life, Beth. Well, thanks for writing, Beth. I love you. I thank God for you. I'll be praying for you. I love the fact that you've reconnected with your church home, and I love the fact that you're sharing Daily Hope with your friend, and I especially love the fact that you're talking about it together. There's something real about reviewing what you've heard with somebody else. It takes the truth deeper in your life. And I would encourage all of you who are listening, don't just listen to this broadcast. Don't just read the daily devotional that goes along with it, but talk about it. Discuss it with your friends. The Bible talks about meditating on the Word, and it talks about discussing the Word of God with others. You can do this, just like Beth is doing. Now, if Daily Hope is helping you take your next step of faith, I want to ask you to write me. I love reading these stories. You can just write me, rick@pastorrick.com, and let me know what's going on in your life. God bless you all.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.